Hello and welcome to Champagne Circus Business with a Female Twist. I'm super happy to have Kaja with us today. Kaja is one of those sparkling stars in the online industry, in my perspective. We have met in a mastermind a couple of years ago, and her way is just tremendous. From a newbie in the online business world, not even knowing what an email funnel is, into really six-figure business in the first year, and now even setting up a different business as an embodiment coach. And yeah, she's like one of those powerhouses building an empire of multi entrepreneurs, originally from Poland, moving to England, and then brave enough to start Brandly New in Denmark to find her luck. So happy to have you here, Kaja. It's gonna be an amazing time. Thank you for following my invite.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm happy to be here. Welcome, everyone.
So I did like a little introduction, maybe a little big introduction, but handing over to you, like describing your journey, that's just your journey from the outside, describing your journey a little bit, like, you know, who are you? What's your business? What shall we know about you from your perspective?
Well, my online business journey started in 2019. That's where the first ideas for the products that I could sell online came up. And it was followed by yet another heartbreak. So not very happy ending of the relationship, which turned out to be abusive at the end, even though I was in, I don't even remember how old, I was 35 or something. But that literally that stroke, that punch that I got from a man on my arm, it was like a wake-up call when I thought, I'm growing so much. I am more and more aware and conscious. I am growing energetically. How could that happen to me? How could I let it happen to me? And that was the moment when I thought, I need to love myself even more, to protect myself even more. And I need to invest even more in my growth, which was interesting because at that point, I was already investing in different coaches, mentors, different programs of self-growth. But this time, I thought, I want to change my business. And at that point, I had no idea about online business. I had just an idea that it would be fun to have that location freedom. So why not start something online and experience that freedom? Now I'm single again. I can travel wherever I want to. So that was kind of the idea. And I invested into a program, a business program that was promising that they will teach you how to run an online business, how to sell online courses. And when I was starting the program, I had to choose what do I want to sell and to who my ideal client is. And I had two ideas. One was the client that needs a support in terms of their mindset. So coaching business. And the other idea was a language business. I was still relatively new in Denmark, but when I moved to Denmark in 2015, my goal was to learn Danish as fast as possible so I can continue my career as an interpreter. I was interpreting for 10 years in England. And I learned that Danish. I was even surprised how quickly I managed. And I think it just proves that when you have a very clear goal and motivation, because I wanted to be independent, mostly financially independent. So my goal was really, really specific. I managed to learn Danish to the proficient level in 1 year, which surprised also me. But I started working as that interpreter. So I had no idea what an online business is. But in 2019, I made the decision, okay, since I have a lot of contact with Danish and I'm teaching Danish to some Polish people in the background, like it was like very basic Danish lessons in my apartment when people were coming, and I was teaching them for 60 minutes and then they were leaving. That was just an extra income for me. I decided in 2019, why don't I move that online? So that's mm-hmm. how my journey with an online business started. And what you referred to, that I made 100K in 1 year, that was actually in 2019 when I built that language business, teaching Danish to Polish people. Quite a niche, I would say. Yeah. So that was the start.
What I really like about that story is your sense of clarity. So you had the clarity of your goal, like what is it giving you, the freedom? You had the clarity of the niche at that point of time, or it developed, and you had the clarity of, I'm going to make that happen. Because that's the way I perceived you back those days. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to figure out how it's going to work. And it worked. So you created this online school, this online language school in a very specific market, and it just grew. And reading all the testimonials, so we know each other quite a while already, it was just outstanding what you can achieve with an online language school based on clarity. And
oh, Yvonne, I will hang here a second, because I think it's extremely important what you have just highlighted. Because I notice in my business development path and also private life path, what accelerates our progress is this clarity. So as long as I struggle between two or more ideas, I really struggle with moving any project forward. The moment I gain clarity, which may feel almost too simple, like my niche, teaching Danish to Polish people, how much more simple can that be? And I had even voices from outside world. Well, you speak also English. Why don't you add English to that? English speakers and, you know, teach also English or teach Danish to English speakers. All of that sounds attractive and exciting. Mm-hmm. But at that point, when we really want to speed up this very narrow niche, and determined clarity is a factor that helps us build something fast and strong, because we mm-hmm. have a very narrow point of focus, and it's easier to focus and stay focused. Mm.
Totally. And I always say it's just a decision. So we decide what we focus on first. We decide, it doesn't, like, you are the living example of that, because you are just in the process of building another company with a different angle of approach. And it's just a matter of decide what to focus on first. So the clarity can do his magic in the back end, which doesn't mean you're deciding it to it forever, or you cannot take this decision to give this other aspect some focus at another point of time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what happened years later. Once I established the online language school, which is like I'm a motivational Danish teacher, because motivation is a big part. And it's actually not only motivation, it's all the toolkit that I have coming from my coaching and mentoring world, which I apply working with my students. And that's what makes my business different and my teaching different. But there came the time when I was like, oh, now that business prosperous. So now I can focus on that other aspect that I was considering in 2019, the coaching bit. Now I can really step into that, because I feel confident in another business that I've already created. So with all the lessons that I gained throughout those years, I can really build something original, new, different, aligned with my other passion, because those passions are mm-hmm. important that we give them voice, but it's important not to give them voice simultaneously. They need space for their own in order to grow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what I really would love to unpack a little bit with you, because I think you're the perfect match to unpack that, is not only the business model and how we grow within our business, and you've been already quite a conscious person when you enter the business world, the online business world, and really the entrepreneurial journey. you said like I had a goal in my mind. And then we always talk in business, hey, what's the vision of your company? And what I find very interesting, there's also a purpose, which is for me even deeper than the vision. And what I, again, spotted from the outside was also a kind of those different levels of goal, vision, and purpose within you and how it's driven you in your entrepreneurial journey. So does that resonate with you? Like, what's the goal? What's the vision? What's the purpose for you? And how did that shape over time?
Yeah, it's very interesting, Yvonne, because I remember hating that those questions.
Yeah,
I remember hating them. I was like, I felt like I'm the only person. Everybody has a clear vision. Everybody has a clear purpose. And I felt just like, I don't know. I just want to, you know, feel comfortable. And I want to feel at ease. And I want to feel like I'm make a difference, right? And I remember also when we were making the vision exercises, and I was getting frustrated because I felt like the vision I was forcing to create for the purpose of an exercise, it almost felt like not my vision. It almost felt like, everybody wants to live in the mountains or by the seaside or by the lake and have the house that looks a specific way and socialize and meet up with friends and have nice clothes. And you know, I just felt like I copy and paste somebody else's life. And I was ending up every year with kind of similar vision of my vision, which didn't feel exactly mine. I had to question it. I had to ask, is that really my vision? Is that what I'm striving for? It's like this vision that I have of me being in the mountain chalet with some people I know. Is that the ultimate vision I want to create? And I had to give myself permission to stop having those visions in a way and let go of that. And instead, I remember I sat down once in my house, which I bought in Denmark by myself. It was a beautiful place because it's extremely tranquil. There was peace and quiet. So I sat down on my white sofa and I asked myself a question, like, what do you want? Like, what do you want in terms of the business? And I think that question came very loud 2.5 years into my business, when I noticed that I can repeat a certain level of success and the financial gain. And I noticed that I kind of start repeating a pattern. So there's a certain amount of people I serve during the year, and I serve them that specific way as a motivational language teacher. And I had to ask, like, how much longer am I capable of doing that? Feeling the same excitement and joy from doing that. And it's important, I think, to slow down and ask those questions. And there was a moment, I think, in year three when I was doubting my purpose, when I was doubting my willingness to continue running my language business. I was thinking, what's the point? And it just didn't feel like it serves the same purpose it served in year one. And I really slowed down in year three. But by slowing down, I gave myself space into exploring other parts of my passions. And I gave myself permission to dive deeper into my other passions without expectation that I need to create something out of them or I need to create another business from it. I just thought, with the passions that I have, whom can I serve? Because I want to serve. I feel calling. I feel that I am called to serve. That's something that brings me that joy and the feeling of being here and now and letting me to be in the flow, which I love. So it didn't happen that I suddenly said, okay, now there is the space for me to start another business. I'm going to do it. No, it was a very bumpy road. And it was a road of self-discovery. And you might say, Kasia, but you already knew how to build an online business. You have an experience and a successful track of it. So all you have to do is just copy paste that model and repeat with a different idea, with a different passion. But that wouldn't be me. That would be something that is copied and pasted. And how would that serve me? And if it doesn't serve me, how would that ever have a chance to serve others? So this continuous path of self-discovery is the key aspect of our businesses growing in a continuous way, growing in a way that allows us to be who we are instead of just chasing another dollar. Yeah.
Oh, that's so incredible. And thank you so much for being as honest and vulnerable in sharing that journey with us. Because I also remember that one mentor we had in common, she already saw that spark and potential in you very early at this self-discovery journey. So you had this idea and she was, for me, from the outside again, it felt like, oh, she's believing in you. She's actually fueling the tank, right? Putting some petrol in the flame just to let it grow. And then also you, for me, you are role modeling joy and excitement. Like every time we had a conversation together, every time we had a call, every time I see you online, there's this spark in you. It's just glowing. And so positively that it seems like from the outside, it has always been there and it's been easy to you. But actually unpacking the roadblocks and the bumps and the journey of self-discovery can be a lot of fun. It can be also silent, maybe a little bit lonely. And that's also fine and okay and very important. Thank you so much for really sharing that.
I value your words, Yvonne. And what I want to comment, listening to what you've just said, this joy and the spark that you hear and see in me, it is a journey to get there in order for that to be authentic. And there was a period of time when I had to step back from an online business and really kind of, not, I wouldn't say hide, but be less present, because I noticed that that authenticity that used to be alive in me and that authentic joy and spark at some point in my life, due to different circumstances, was not present. But it is an interesting world, because when I felt responsibility of being present online, serving my clients and my community, at some point I had to stop and reflect on the way how I show up, because I started feeling disalignment in me. I still wanted to be seen as joyful, but I noticed that I'm pushing it. And at that point, I realized I'm not authentic anymore because I don't feel that joy in me at that point in my life. And I had a choice, keep pushing and pretending or step back and self-reflect. And I chose the second. I stepped back. I felt a bit initially that I'm doing a disservice to my community because they see me less. But after a short reflection, I realized I actually do a lot of service because I refused to pretend to be someone that I'm not at this stage. And that contrast of how I felt and how I was showing myself, presenting myself publicly, it also was a beautiful realization that I need time on my own. I need that self-reflection time. So I stepped back and I didn't give myself a specific period of time, how long I will be away. And by not giving myself that framework, time frame, it made me feel relaxed and allowed me to really process things that had to be processed. And I think it took longer than I expected. I think it took about 8, maybe even 9 months. But when I returned to online world with my presence, I could feel the difference. The spark mm-hmm. was back. The energy was back. The joy was back. But those 9 months of my so-called absence or very limited presence, restricted presence, it was a gift I gave to myself and ultimately to my community. And there mm-hmm. was a lot of self-reflection. Again, going back to those questions, why do I do what I do? Do I really want to keep doing it? How long do I see myself doing this? What changes do I need to apply if I want to continue doing what I do with the same level of energy and joy? And there were big changes that I made also in terms of how I approach social media and different tools that I learned in running my business. And how can I be even more authentic with my communication with the clients? How can I build my business or keep growing my business, but nurturing my existing clients? And that's what I'm learning now, which is what we've got, which is almost 5 years, 4 years of into my business. I'm learning mm-hmm. now how important it is to nurture that that relationship with my clients, with future clients, existing clients. And it helps us really build business that has got soul and heart. And I think that is a key aspect of a successful business, because people feel the heart behind the scenes. They feel it. Even when we have amazing products that sell, people start feeling when the product becomes just a product and when the product has a soul behind it and a person who actually cares. Yeah.
I totally agree. That's why at Female Business Scaling, we say for businesses you love living in, because the business needs to serve your also long-term idea how to live financially, from like living place into will I have a family or not? Do I want to have more free time for whatever hobbies, like, right? All those things, taking it into consideration and then following a scaling framework to make that happen very individually, because there are aspects like not only the product, but also, like you said, nurturing the clients and really building a system of quality and relationship building with the existing, future, and former clients, right? So all those things are super important. And I love the way you say the business with heart and soul, you can feel it. And that's why for me, coming also a little bit from the consulting world, there you have a framework, a one-size-fits-all, this is what you do, and it's going to make you successful, and it makes you successful. But the real magic, and that's probably the feminine energy in here, is coming into play when you fuel your business with your heart and your soul, but also with its own heart and own soul, knowing the frameworks that work, but you can tweak them according to your soul and love and heart.
Yeah, and that tweaking is important. Because we grow, I mean, we expand. It's something that we can't just stop. So our businesses will be growing as well if we mm-hmm. let them, right? And also our audience will be growing with us if they are happy to follow. And we need to allow that expansion. But I think I see that, you know, it's so naive entering the online business and start building it. And we think, okay, I've got it figured out. I sold the product. I've got it figured out. But when you really think of running a business, you need to understand that this is not just a one-year project. Mm-hmm. This is your life. This is your life. Because the business decisions that we are making, they have direct impact on entire being, our being. They affect our families, our friendships, our leisure life. They affect our health, mental and physical health. So this is not just a fluke. This is not just like, oh, the first year was easy. I'll just rinse and repeat every year. Mm-hmm. I thought naively when I started. I thought that this is what it will be like.
Which is also kind of luck, because if you would have known, you probably didn't start it, right?
Absolutely.
So what I really would love to discover, like, lastly, is you are now the founder and the CEO of this online business school. Of this online language school. Yeah. Missing up already the words. Maybe
no, it's I made a the same
Deutsche
mistake.
Versprecher, we say in German. So you are running that business, and you're just in the process of building an embodiment coaching business. And you are actually role modeling all the developments, right? So you just said initially that the people you're currently working with in the embodiment coaching business are people who are already kind of aware, and they already know a lot what to work on, but they don't know how. And this is where the embodiment is coming to play. So with all your experience of, you know, taking time to self-reflect and to, I would say, recharge with a kind of purpose and a kind of vision, what are those things you currently embed on a very regular basis for you as a person, for you as an entrepreneur, for you as a founder, for you as an embodiment coach? It's very different dimensions, I know, but how can you, like, what do you do regularly, like kind of habits or tools to really keep on embodying all those roles? Because that's like, wow.
Well, it's easy because it's a process. So it's not that I wake up and say, well, today I will choose these parts that I'm going to embody. So it's not like taking clothes out of the cupboard. It's the process which allows us to become the person we envision or the person we feel we want to be. And once we go through that process of embodiment, then those parts just become our natural self. So it doesn't require a special effort, but it's a journey of learning, whom do I want to be? So that's the question I ask myself on different, during different periods in my life. Am I really the being that I want to be? And if not, what is missing? What parts I'm inspired by that I still don't recognize in myself? And am I being the highest version of myself currently? If not, what does that highest version of myself look like? And I strive into going into that direction. And what helps me, what tools I use? A lot of awareness. I thrive in silence, so I look for silence in my life. I need hours of silence during the day when it doesn't mean that I necessarily sit down and look through the window, but even when I work, I need that silence, unconditional silence. It helps me to direct my thoughts and actions in the to set them on the right path. I start the day with meditation, and it's usually guided meditation when I listen to something that has a potential of modeling, shaping my energy. It can be sometimes music without any just sound, or it can be sometimes the guided meditation when I'm being told how to breathe, what to think, what to experience to shift my energy, for example. I also became in the last few years more aware of my body, but not in terms of what it looks like, but in terms of what it feels. And I like to stop during the day. Even now when I'm talking to you, Yvonne, I'm checking out on my body. I check out, do I feel any tension? I had to stretch up because I started noticing that my shoulders go down. So I stretched. I started noticing, where does my air go to? Is it only in the chest or also goes down to my belly? And when I notice, when I scan my body during the day, when I do different things, it becomes like a beautiful lighthouse. It tells me you might be overstretching yourself now. You might be focusing too much on the thoughts that don't serve you. Breathe, take a step back, observe, let yourself be here and now. listen. So awareness, I think, is the key tool. If you ask me, if I was going to summarize it, awareness, the practice of being here and now, that helps me a lot on this path of embodying the highest version of myself.
I couldn't agree more. And I love that journey of awareness. And also, like, immediately the sound of silence came up, because the sound of silence is no silent. Like, there is a sound of silence, right? So I really love that you have that and cultivate that on a daily basis. And I can totally feel that and resonate with that it also made a difference to me. And it's like, you have been a powerhouse of inspirational questions. So for all the listeners out there, go out, pause, take a note on all those questions, because I totally feel if you are aware of, you know, those questions and asking those questions every now and then, it will be a game changer. It is a game changer. So thank you so much for taking us through that journey. And to all the listeners out there, we're going to put everything about Kasia in the show notes. And you've got an incredible newsletter as well, where you are sharing all those tips and tricks and motivations and inspirations on a regular basis. And as mentioned before, Kasia, I'm super grateful for having you. You've been an inspiration back those days. You've been an inspiration today, and you're gonna be an inspiration for me also in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvonne. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.